Grace be with you and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. We are going to study the theme, How to Interpret Scripture. Lesson 5, By Scripture Alone. Sola Scriptura, the Latin text for that. Summary. Here we see a piece of art, painted by the Austrian artist Maximilian Janscher, a Seventh-day Adventist. He painted it for me. I'm very thankful for that. What we see here happened 500 years ago, nearly 500 years, there are only 10 more years left. 1530. In the German city of Augsburg, there was a diet. The main princes, important ones, were there. And the main persons of the Roman Catholic Church. 4 years before, at the diet at Speyer, another city in Germany, the Emperor Charles V collected all the princes and asked them for help. From the east, the Turks, they're advancing closer and closer. From the west, the people from France, they come as soldiers closer and closer. So we are attacked at two sides. I need every soldier, you princes, come, send your soldiers. We must fight for our life. Okay. And then five princes who had followed the Lutheran theology. We have them here on the left side. The leader, John from Saxon. And his four colleagues are the princes from Germany. But he was the spokesman of them. They said, well, we will send soldiers if we are allowed to follow the Lutheran theology, sola scriptura, and not following Rome, the Roman Catholic Church, the emperor. Whoa! He was furious. Never, ever. There has to be unity. Everybody has to be Roman Catholic. But these five, they did not want to. And they said, we will not bow our heads. We want to be people following God's word primarily. If we are not allowed to follow the Bible in our territory, then we will not send soldiers against the Turks and the people from France. The king, the emperor, he was so furious with them. But in the end, he had to sign the document. Okay, you are allowed to. He needed the soldiers of these princes. Then the war was over. The Turks gone away. The French soldiers gone back into their territory. And then the emperor became strong again. The attack had ceased. Peace again. And then on the next diet, he told these five princes, you have to be Roman Catholics again, otherwise you will be killed. No Turks, no French soldiers around, so the emperor was strong. And these five emperors, these five princes did not bow their head who did not even show up, but he sent his brother, Ferdinand, from Austria. He came from Vienna to Augsburg in 1530. But for this decisive day, he wasn't there. The emperor's throne is empty. Here on this side we have the Roman Catholic bishops, priests and so on, who say, "Will you come back to the tradition of the Roman Catholic Church? Otherwise, your heads will be cut off." These are princes. So, just below the emperor. They have big territories to reign about. Now these five princes, they came with a paper. Many pages. Augsburger Bekenntnis in German. So it was written from Melanchthon, the colleague of Martin Luther, and there all the points of the teachings of the Bible were written down to explain what they believed. And the emperor sent them the message, you have to bow your heads, you have to become Roman Catholic again. There is no other choice for you. Otherwise you will die. And these five princes said, then we will die. We do not want to go back to the Roman Catholic Church. Scripture alone, sola scriptura, that's the point we are aiming at. And the emperor, he wanted to kill them. But the wise men at this diet, at this council, they said, well, what will happen if we start a civil war? German princes against German princes. Roman Catholic princes against Lutheran princes. What will happen? The Turks will hear it. The people in the King of France, he will hear it. And then they will find out, oh, civil war in Germany. Ah, that's a fine time for attacking Germany. And therefore they did not dare to do anything against these five princes. It was the victory for Protestantism because they protested against the king's order. They were called Protestants from now on. There they got the name. There they are. These heroes. Thank God that they were filled with the Holy Spirit. Scripture alone.